Locker room chats continuing here this week on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tabman. Now we talk Jackson Heights. Caleb Wick, the head coach, is joining us, and it is brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, great win last week. You avenged a 28-12 loss to Riverside 2 years ago, and now this year you take down the Cyclones last week 36-7. Once that final score, your team gets to 4-0, but you know, it didn't start all that great. Your team had a couple of fumbles within the first few snaps of the game, ultimately led to that Cyclones lone touchdown. But, boy, your team battled back, faced a little adversity, and got a big win.
If you're going to say how you started the game, it's probably the worst you could ever start a football game. You know, first two possessions fumble, and then I believe the third possession was a three-and-out punt. But like you said, the kids' resiliency, you know, they came back, scored 22 points in the second quarter. And then in the third quarter scored, and then the fourth quarter we ended up with the last score. But, you know, overall, I was just very, very happy with our defense. You know, just looking at the stats, I know they wanted to run the ball on those massive backs that they have and a huge offensive line that they have compared to us. And, you know, according to our stats, only giving up 35, 36 yards rushing on the night was massive for us. You know, if you put any team in, if you stop the run and make a team throw the ball and know what they're going to do, it's just a benefit to your defense. And, you know, Drake played great. Cade played great in the backfield. And I was impressed with our offensive line at times. But, you know, one thing we really sure need to clean up is our turnovers. You know, Drake needs to take care of the ball. And our offensive line, you know, the holding penalties, the false starts, we definitely need to clean that up before this week. But overall, it was a step in the right direction. You know, I think we got better, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about Drake and, of course, you know, his ability, you know, to run the football out of the quarterback position. He goes for a 156, four more scores. You know, Cade, that beautiful compliment to him with over 130 yards on 16 carries. Mentioned the offensive line. We talked about them in weeks past. But you mentioned, again, the defense. I had you down for holding Riverside to negative rushing yards in the second half. And the defensive line, a lot of those guys, of course, playing both ways. But that seemed to me kind of the difference in the game, that they, meaning Riverside, just simply couldn't get anything going on the ground.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a compliment to our defensive coach. You know, Greg Nalges is our defensive coordinator. He always puts in a good scout for our D-line and defense overall, and had a good scout on Riverside. And it was actually unfortunate. You know, we lost to them last year, and he was unable to go to the game because he had to go to a wedding in Colorado. So definitely having him there for the game was beneficial for us. But, you know, also what's really, really helping that defensive line, you know, J.W. Moore, Anthony Gulotta, just to name a few, is they were weight room warriors during the course of the summer, and they definitely transformed their bodies, and they're definitely seeing the rewards of that as well. And, you know, compliments to them, compliments to the coaches for sure.
You mentioned, again, J.W. Moore. Wanted to talk about him for a second. He had a sack in that game, and I believe he's had a sack in every game, or if not every game, he had at least was averaging a sack per game going in. He had three, added one more, four through four games. So, again, that's a pretty good line for him, but, again, kind of a difference maker on the defensive line.
Yeah, he's been tremendous this year. Just not just his play, but just his leadership. You know, he's a captain for us. He started last year and got hurt in our St. Mary's game, so wasn't able to finish that game, and that really devastated him, I know. He's one of those people that will run through a brick wall for you and will do anything for you, and he's a great team captain for us. And he's really puts the defense in the proper positions, helps us get lined up on the defensive front. And he's not the only one out there as well. You know, Colby or Tegan Balhay, our middle linebacker, puts us in the good positions. I thought Josh Smith had a great game on the edge, you know, running down there just a few times and not letting him get to the outside. And then really you're talking about Braden McQueen, that didn't get beat deep. We know Riverside wants to take shots down the field, and, you know, we were able to limit their big plays. And he had a huge catch on the offensive side of the football as well on a 3rd and 12, I believe, to keep a drive, going. So, you know, when you have a culmination of, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys making plays, on any given Friday night, you're going to have a good chance to win.
Jackson Heights 4-0 after the win against Riverside, and arguably the matchup of the week coming up on Friday as they travel to 4-0 Centralia. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. Locker room chats are back. We continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tabman, joined by Jackson Heights and their football coach. That is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, we talked about the win over Riverside. We now get ready for week number 5, and arguably one of the best matchups in the classification, certainly in our area. Huge district implications, of course. 4-0 versus 4-0. You guys go to Centralia. Panthers number 2 ranked in the state, depending on what classification you look at. But nonetheless, talk about this Centralia team. Always a really good team year in and year out. But what do you see from them here in 2023?
You know, they're just a great football team. You know, they're quick up front. They're maybe not as big as they used to be up front, but, you know, they still play physical. They still play with a low pad level. They're quick off the ball, hat on hat. And, you know, they got a lot of speed. Maverick Becker, I believe, was All-State last year, and the Gross Nickel kid was a All-State player last year, so bringing those two back definitely is beneficial to them. And, you know, it seems like they can plug anybody in at quarterback and they produce, and that's the same thing with this year. And, you know, their offense is very, very dynamic. They can beat you in a lot of different ways. Like I said, they got the speed where if they break one, you're not going to be able to catch them. I think they go spread a little bit more this year, you know, trying to get their athletes in space and use that speed a little bit to their advantage. And defensively, they just, you know, fly to the football, run to the football, and really gang tackle great. And it's going to be a great opportunity for us. You know, the crowd's going to be amazing. You know, like you said, it's a big football game, but, you know, it's just another football game to us. And it's just, you know, getting 1% better each and every day, each and every game. And like I said, we're working on week 5, so there's still a lot of football to be played. But it's going to be a big game for us. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, and just looking forward to Friday.
You mentioned Centralia can beat you in a number of different ways. What kind of game do you need to have played for your team to have the best opportunity to win? Does it need to be a grinded out, low scoring affair? Do you feel like you guys can go touchdown, touchdown? It could be a high scoring game. What kind of game do you feel like it needs to be for your team to have the best shot to get the win?
We just need to play a clean game. We need to limit our turnovers. You know, like we told the kids on Friday, if we start out the game against Centralia like we did against Riverside with, you know, 2 turnovers and then a 3 and out, they get pretty much 2 extra possessions right there. It's going to be a tough task for us on Friday. We need to play a clean football game. And I know Roger will probably say the same thing. Anytime you play a clean football game and you're penalty free and don't get that killer, you know, 10-yard penalty or 15-yard penalty, usually your stakes go up that you might win that football game. And that's where harping to the kids, just, you know, one play at a time. If you get beat, just come back, you know, shake it off. But the biggest thing is just going to be taking care of the football and, you know, limiting our penalties. And you know, anytime you can do that, you have a good chance to win. But, you know, like I said, they're the number 2 team in the state for a reason. You know, they're a great team. They've had some great competition this year so far. You know, Valley Heights is a great football team. They played them week 1. Christ Prep is a great football team. They've played them. So they've been tested, and they're not going to be afraid of Jackson Heights. So it's going to be a great test for us on Friday.
Jackson Heights football coach Caleb Wick, a monster matchup we'll have for you across a multitude of networks. 92.1, we'll have that across the airwaves. Cobra Channel, you can watch it as well on Friday night. 4-0 Jackson Heights, 4-0 Centralia, one of the better matchups, no doubt, not just in our area, but in all of Class 1A. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Go get them on Friday. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.